Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
If you ignore it, it is going to get louder. If you ignore the intuitive pings that you have been experiencing, the messages that are trying to tell you that maybe something isn't fitting anymore. What is up, guys? And welcome back to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we dive into the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. I love to dive in to the intersectionality of mental health sciences and spirituality, because for me and in my journey, I was just so anxious and so overwhelmed. And in that, I was so reactive to life. I let every single little thing throw me off. Everyone else's energy could easily impact me until I learned to know myself deeper, build that relationship with myself, and build the relationship with the divine, something greater than myself, which I never had experienced before. Because once I found that deeper connection, I felt rooted in stability. And because of that, I'm not as reactive anymore. I am not as easily impacted by my anxiety or energies that are genuinely not mine. I would constantly pick up other people's energies. And it was through learning about the brain, which I absolutely love learning about the brain, and understanding that familiarity creates safety. Therefore, if I want to create a new mindset, a new life, a new way of being, I need to reaffirm it over and over again, practice it over and over again until I have this new familiarity, this new normal, this new default setting. And for me, it changed my life. And that's why I love talking about all these juicy things that we talk about on the podcast, because I think if we can take our pain and our experiences and the things that feel tough and heavy, and we can alchemize them into lessons and creativity and art like I'm doing through the podcast, for me, that's what makes me feel most alive. So I feel so grateful to be able to do this every single week. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I have an exclusive community, and it's $8 a month, $8.88, 888, because 8 is the number of abundance, and when it's repeated, it just has this stronger aspect. And in this community, I feel like I am making May meditation May month. I just recorded 2 amazing meditations, and each week there will be a new 10-minute meditation exclusively for the Soul in Progress community to allow us to tap in to ourselves and strengthen that connection with ourselves so that we can let go of the anxiety that we're experiencing and we can alchemize the pain that we're experiencing. And I'm genuinely so excited. Today, I wasn't really feeling my best, but then I led myself and you guys, which you will now experience in the Soul in Progress community through these meditations. And immediately I feel better. Immediately by connecting to myself, I feel healthier. I'm kind of struggling a little bit. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm feeling a little sick, a little bit under the weather. When I am on my moon, when I'm on my period, I notice my immune system does tend to drop. And this time, it was my friend's birthday last weekend, so the little bit of alcohol actually really got to me. So now I'm kind of feeling sick, but after the meditations, I genuinely feel lighter. I feel more rooted in unconditional love. And actually today, I didn't plan on doing this, but I'm going to talk a little bit about this concept of listening to your intuition, listening to the intuitive pings that we experience in our life, and how if we ignore them, they get louder. We all know that feeling. We're ignoring how we're feeling, and then all of a sudden it like hits us in the face and we no longer can ignore it. Yeah, that feeling. So I want to talk about that in the beginning of this episode. And then the second part of this episode is actually going to be a short meditation for you to experience the beginning of Meditation May. And I really want you guys to be able to experience what it feels like to connect to your intuition, to listen to yourself, to honor what it is that you hear. So before we get into it, guys, make sure to subscribe if you are new. This is Skinny Dipping the Podcast. I am Kayla Rose. I am so grateful for this platform. I am so grateful for you guys. I am just incredibly blown away by all the responses that we get every single week. And if you feel like sharing where you are listening to your episode, please tag me on Instagram at Skinny Dipping Diaries or at Sundays KK, because it really does make my week. It makes me so happy to see you guys posting and sharing where you're listening. It makes my life so much better. So thank you guys so much. I'm incredibly grateful. I know I said that like a million times, but I just want to drop into that heart space of unconditional love for you guys as we get into this episode. And I have literally one more spot available for podcast camp. It's going to be this week, which is going to be, what are the dates on this? Because you might be listening to this at a later date. Right now it is April 30th. So the first week of May, this weekend, we are going to be diving into podcast camp, where I teach you how to take your vision and turn it into a career. How can you make your purpose, your message, your life experiences your career? How can you grow, expand, and monetize it? How can you have your dream guests on? How can you live your dreams out? How can you create a brand, create a platform? How can you use social media? How can you grow and go viral on social media and grow a community that is in tune with your message and your meaning? And yeah, that's what I want for you guys. And there's one more spot, so if you want to grab that, go ahead. But let's strip down and dive in. Metaphorically, of course. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skin Dipping. Yeah, let's get into it. If you ignore it, it gets louder. What do I mean by that? I want to clarify this, because people always have this debate about, is it anxiety? Is it intuition? And people will say your anxiety will be more soft spoken, right? Your anxiety will feel like a gentle nudge, like a rub on the back. It's going to feel like a whisper in the ear. But anxiety, if you know it is an intrusive thought, it is going to be screaming at you immediately. The first time you hear it, you're going to be saying, I'm not safe, I'm in danger, run away. You're going to be feeling all these feelings of fight or flight. You're going to feel like your heart is beating fast, like your sympathetic nervous system is activated. So you're going to be really feeling like you just can't handle. You are not capable of handling this. Well, intuition is going to feel like, okay, this might feel tough to hear. This might feel heavy to feel and to hear. But with that being said, I know that I am capable. The best way to learn a language, immersion, of course, but if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a language. And the amazing part about this is you can learn the language from home, so that when you go travel and immerse yourself in their country, you have a base to work with. I swear to God, speaking the language when you are in another country makes your experience so much better. And the best way to learn is with Babbel. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, waste hours on apps that don't really work, because Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, so you really feel like you have conversation-based teaching. And I wanted to give you guys a very, very special limited time deal for Skinny Dipping listeners. Right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/skinnydipping, spelled babbel.com/skinnydipping. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I know that I'm ready for this. And I have this deep inner knowing, no matter how scared that I am, that I will be able to move through this. And the only reason that I am getting this intuitive ping is because there is something greater for me on the other side. With that being said, even though your first reaction to anxiety is going to be loud, sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, heart beating, intrusive thoughts, OCD thinking, where it's very obsessive, compulsive, you're going to be hearing it over and over again. It's going to like not shut up in your brain. We all know that feeling, you know. That feeling, for example, you go out, you meet a new group of friends, and when you get home, you have this major anxiety, like you said the wrong thing, nobody liked you, and the thoughts are so loud. That's how you know it's your anxiety. That's how you know that it is lying to you. That is not your truth. Because it's going to be so overwhelming. And what are you going to do in this moment? You're going to change your state. You're going to pattern interrupt. They teach this for therapists, basically, when you are working with somebody through trauma, you do not want them to get sucked into the spiral. So it's really important to pattern interrupt, to randomly start thinking about something else that feels a lot lighter, like what you're looking forward to later this week, or, you know, reminiscing about a trip that really lit you up, calling a friend that makes you giggle, that makes you laugh. For me, getting in a body of water is a great way for me to pattern interrupt. I love to shower. Before I was spiritual, I literally showered like 3 times a day. And I didn't realize it was because I was constantly trying to change my state. And Tony Robbins talks about this a lot. If you are feeling overwhelmed in the negative thought loop spiral that is just dragging you down, you need to change your state. You need to move your body, call a friend that makes you giggle and laugh, get in the shower, take a shower, rinse off the energy off your body, go on a walk, get in a body of water like a lake, like a cold plunge, like the ocean if you can, and actually pattern interrupt. And this will change your state. And then we have the intuitive pings, where at first they're going to seem very soft, very gentle. You're going to see little signs in your life that'll point you to these intuitive pings, and that will confirm, okay, maybe this is no longer working in my life. Maybe this relationship with this person is no longer working. Maybe me living in this place is no longer working. Maybe me working at this job is no longer working for me. Maybe I am ready to expand beyond my current comfort zone, beyond my current situation. But what happens is, although these pings are quiet at first, if you ignore them, it'll get louder. If you ignore the intuition, the signs that it is no longer working, it's going to get a lot more obvious for you, babe. Like, it is going to get so obvious. You're going to start seeing angels numbers everywhere. And that's because the universe is trying to tell you, I'm here for you. No matter how hard this change may be, I'm here for you. And I really feel like a lot of the ignorance towards the intuitive pings comes from this fear of change, which makes sense, right? At our core, the ego, the human brain, the monkey mind hates change, because if we are in change, then we cannot predict what is going to happen. If we cannot predict what is going to happen and we are in that unfamiliarity, we are inherently within our bodies going to feel unsafe. Because back in the day, when we could plan, okay, I'm going to go to the watering hole at this time, and I know that I can predict that my predator isn't going to be at the watering hole at this time, therefore I am safe to drink water. If I can predict the patterns of nature, I know that I will survive. And our bodies are still wired and programmed for survival. And also at the same time, things around us in society, like our phones, like our jobs, like our relationships that expect so much of us, that expect us to act immediately, that expect us to act outside of our intuition, also stimulate our fight or flight. It stimulates our need to survive. So first of all, I want you to give yourself so much grace if you are scared of change. Like right now, I don't know where I'm supposed to live. I don't know what I'm supposed to do next, but I know that I am not supposed to stay in the same place that I am. And that's a really scary place to be in, because I know that something's going to have to change, and I'm going to have to give up things that bring me a lot of comfort in my current life to trade it for my new life, to trade it for the expansion that I'm deeply craving, because I've heard the intuitive pings. And although at first they were soft and they were like, okay, this isn't really working anymore, now they're screaming at me. Now I wake up every single morning and they're saying, babe, something needs to change. Kayla, something needs to change. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling so in deep resonance of what I'm saying, and you're understanding what I'm saying so deeply, first of all, I'm sorry that we're both experiencing this. I know that there is a reason for this, and we are supposed to listen to our intuition in this moment. Even if it doesn't make sense, I've realized that my body really does understand what is supposed to happen intuitively before my brain, before my mind. And if we ignore it, it'll get louder. So what do we do about this? We need to act. We need to take action. And something that I also wanted to say is this is where boundaries come into play. For example, in my relationship with my partner, we are both currently back in living with our parents. Ah, so fun. And I really struggle to be at his household. I just think that for me personally, it is not somewhere that I always feel comfortable. That's all I'll say about that. And although I love his family, that's not what I'm saying at all. I just think for me, my home life is very important to me, and I'm just very sensitive. So other people's energies really do affect me. So for me personally, I kept getting this ping, this intuitive download that I couldn't go over to his house anymore, and I needed to set the boundary. And I verbally set the boundary with him many times that I wanted him to come to my place because I feel like I have my own sanctuary here. But then every single time the moment came to sleep over, I would cross my own boundary. And then a moment came a couple weeks ago where I was at his house. Actually, it was last week. I was at his house and he was like, I have to get up really early in the morning. And I realized I was going to have to wake up at his house alone. And I was at his house and I was like, okay, well, I'm not comfortable with that. I've explained multiple times that I definitely don't feel comfortable being there alone. And I, in general, just don't want to be there. I'm really sensitive. The environment really impacts me. And although I had crossed my boundary so many times, he didn't understand that I was serious about my boundary because I never enforced my boundary. And it is not his responsibility to enforce the boundary. It is my responsibility to enforce the boundary that I've set within myself. So I told him, okay, that's okay. You can do whatever you need to do tomorrow, but I am going to go home. And at first he was confused and he was kind of hurt because he was just like, wait, but what do you mean? Like, you've slept over here so many times, even though verbally you've said you don't feel comfortable with it, right? And although, yes, I do expect my partner to respect my boundaries, how can I expect him to respect my boundaries if I am not willing to respect them myself? So I realized in that moment that you can say your boundaries all you want to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to your partner. You can say, these are my boundaries. But if you don't keep them to yourself, nothing's going to change and no one is going to respect them for you. And for me now in that moment, I got to practice and take action of my boundaries. I got to take what I wanted and the intuitive ping that I had received to protect myself, to know what I need to protect my spirit and my energy. And I actually acted on it. Even though I had been saying for like 6-8 months that my boundary was to not stay there, I wasn't listening to myself. And it got louder and it got louder and it got louder. And finally, I could not ignore it any longer.
Join the fuck nicotine movement today with me because small ripples make big waves. I am obsessed to be working with Ripple because they have helped my friends get off nicotine. Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser, so you can puff on with plant-based ingredients, an organic base, natural aromas, and non-addictive formula. And what I love about it is it's started by a brother and a sister duo with the mission to get world off nicotine one plant-powered puff at a time. They have amazing flavors like Power, which is peppermint ginseng, and Relax, which is jasmine, chamomile, lemon balm, Dream, which is lavender, valerian, and jujube seed. And for me right now, I love, love, love the Happy, which is passion fruit and lime flower. That helps with awakening and balancing. And I want to give you guys 15% off your order today with the code all caps Kayla Rose, K-E-L-A-R-O-S-E. Again, that's 15% off your order today at Ripple. Everything's going to be linked below with the code all caps Kayla Rose. Go check it out. You don't want to miss it while this offer lasts.
If I've had a job that is just no longer serving me, like I will hear it in my head for so long. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not enjoying this. This isn't really worth it for me. But then we ignore it, right? Because we're afraid of the change. We're afraid of taking action. And if this is the position that you're in, this is your sign to respect your own boundaries and use your intuitive pings to set your own boundaries, to set your own actions, and finally fucking keep your word to yourself. It is time. It is springtime. We are blooming. And in that, you gotta listen to yourself. You gotta respect your own boundaries. So, with that being said, I hope you know that if you ignore it, it gets louder. And if you listen to it, it gets softer. If you listen to it, the feeling of pain alchemizes. I actually had a friend of mine who was with a partner, and she was actually married to this partner, which is like obviously a bigger deal because you're married, like it's legally binded. And she was really struggling with depression and anxiety for years, and she texted me the other day and she told me, we've been in no contact for 3 months. We're getting a divorce. It's done. It's over. And I haven't felt depressed since the moment that I listened to myself. And in that moment, I was like, wow, how am I not listening to myself? What are the ways that my anxiety is manifesting because I refuse to take action because of fear, because I will not listen to myself? The depression and the anxiety is rooted in ignoring what it is that you know that you need. And my friend telling me that was such a beautiful example of, wow, like she had been struggling so deeply with depression. And it was so hard to see because I love her so deeply. And realizing that leaving, she had been getting these intuitive pings for years, like that this relationship was not it, that this person was not it for her. And for her to listen to it and then feel relieved of that depression and that anxiety for the first time in a long time was just such a sentiment to me that we all need to listen to ourselves. And if we are struggling with our mental health, yes, there are reasons behind it, as like trauma and, you know, things that have happened in our childhood. But also, sometimes it's our current circumstances that are causing us this pain. And it's not even the circumstances itself. It's us not listening to ourselves. It's us betraying our intuition that is hurting ourselves. And when we hurt ourselves, we feel that guilt, that shame, that stuckness, that ickiness within ourselves that leads to like mental health disorders. So on an energetic level, if you can listen to yourself and if you can act on your intuition and act on your boundaries and listen to yourself, life is going to get a lot easier. It's going to feel a lot better. It's going to feel a lot lighter. It's going to feel a lot more joyful, even if you're in grief, even if you're in sadness. If you are listening to yourself, that is what is going to get you through. Okay, guys. We are going to do a little meditation if you are done with this episode and want to come back to it later, but if you are driving, if you are walking, you can still do this meditation. Just don't close your eyes. But allow yourself to tune in this moment. I want to lead us into this meditation so you can get a little sneak peek of what you can get if you join the Soul in Progress community today and you get to be a part of Meditation May. I'm so excited for Meditation May. So when you're ready, if you're walking, if you're driving, if you're sitting, if you're laying, tune in. And we're going to begin by calming our nervous system and activating our parasympathetic nervous system with a deep breath in and a longer, deeper breath out. Tuning into your body, bringing your awareness to your heart space. Breathing in for 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhaling for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Another one like this, inhaling for 4. Hold at the top. Exhaling for 8, 7, 6. Sinking deeper for 4, 3, 2, and 1. I want you to bring your awareness to your feet. What do they look like? What do they feel like? Do they feel tight? Do they feel tired? Do they not really feel like anything? And I want you to imagine that your feet are growing white and gold roots of light into the center of the earth, connecting you to Mother Gaia, connecting you to the earth. And now we're going to take a deep inhale all the way in. And on this exhale, you're going to let go anything that is no longer serving you, sending it through those roots into the earth and allow the earth to alchemize it. Allowing yourself with that cleansing deep breath to release anything that is no longer serving you, anything that is even not of your own energy that you've collected, and just give it through the roots to the earth to be alchemized into light. Breathing in. Exhaling. Now bringing your awareness to your right knee. Bring your awareness to the root of your spine. Bringing your awareness to your heart. And now, can you almost feel the space inside your chest? Have awareness for that empty space inside your chest, inside your heart. I want you just to imagine white, gold, green light pouring in through that heart center and filling your whole body up. There are moments in life that we forget to listen. Listen to our intuition and listen to ourselves. So coming back to this moment is everything. I want you to tune in and truly listen and ask your heart, now that you are tuned in with that space, what is the message you have for me? What is it that I have been avoiding that you would like to show me? I am willing to see. Listen, I'm willing to act. And taking a moment here to see what comes through, calling upon ancestors, calling upon your guides, calling upon past loved ones to communicate any messages that need to be heard. They may come through within feeling, within sensation, within colors, or they may come through in an ink word. You may see visuals or pictures. You may just hear thoughts. Allow yourself to observe whatever comes up without judgment, and knowing that if nothing is coming through,
Something will come up later in the day, this week, or in your dreams. And just tuning in to your heart space and taking this time to listen to yourself now. Taking a moment and repeating after me. I call back my energy now cleansed and purified. I am in tune with the vibration of unconditional love. All the answers are coming to me in divine timing. Turning inward and just thanking your guides for whatever messages came through or any messages that are going to come through later today. Saying three times, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now turning inwards to yourself and just thanking yourself and telling yourself, I love you. Out loud, I love you. For showing up today, for pouring into yourself, for connecting to yourself. Your inner spirit is so happy. Your inner spirit is so joyful to connect with you. It feels so good. Allow this connection to carry you throughout the rest of your day. Allow this grounding to carry you throughout the rest of your day. And remember to listen, because if you don't listen, it gets louder, but if you listen, it alchemizes. It neutralizes. It calms down. You are so deeply protected. I love you guys so much. Make sure to subscribe if you're new. Listen to this meditation whenever you need it. And I'll see you guys next week.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factors No Prep, No Mess Meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month win-win. That's code SKINNY50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinnydipping.